Chapter 8. And Elohim remembered Noah and every living thing and all the behemah that was with him in the Teva. And Elohim made a ruach to pass over Haaretz, and the waters subsided. The Ma'ayanot also of the Tahom and the floodgates of Shemayim were stopped, and the Geshem from Shemayim was restrained, and the waters receded from on Haaretz continually. And after the end of 150 days, the waters were abated, and the Tevah rested in the seventh month on the 17th day of the month upon the mountains of Ararat. And the waters decreased continually until the 10th month. In the 10th month, on the first day of the month, were the Rashay Heharim seen. And it came to pass at the end of Arbaim Yom that Noach opened the Halon of the Tevah which he had made. And he sent forth the Orev, which went forth to and fro until the waters were dried up from off Haaretz. Also he sent forth a Yonah from him to see if the waters were abated from off the face of the Adama. But the Yonah found no Manoach for the sole of her foot, and she returned unto him into the Teva, for the waters were on the Pene Kol Haaretz. Then he reached forth his yad and took her and pulled her in unto him into the Teva. And he waited yet another Shavat Yamim, and again he sent forth the Yonah out of the Teva, and the Yonah returned to him in the Erev, and Hine, in her beak, was a Zait, leaf freshly plucked. So Noach had das that the Mayim were abated from off Haaretz, and he waited yet another Shavat Yamim, and sent forth the Yonah, which returned not unto him again. And it came to pass in the 601st year, in the first month, the first day of the month, the Mayim were dried up from off Haaretz, and Noach removed the mikseh of the Teva, and looked, and hine, the surface of the Adama was dry. And in the second month, on the 27th day of the month, was Haaretz dry. And Elohim spoke unto Noach, saying, Go forth of the Teva, thou and thy Isha, and thy Banim, and the Nashim of thy Banim with thee. Bring forth with thee every living thing that is with thee, of kol basar, both of bird and of behemah, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon Haaretz, that they may multiply abundantly on Haaretz, and be fruitful and increase upon Haaretz. And Noach went forth, and his banim, and his isha, and the nashim of his banim with him, every animal, every remus, and every bird, and whatsoever creepeth upon Haaretz after their kinds, went forth out of the Teva. And Noach built a mizbeach unto Hashem, and took of every behemah hatehorah, and of kol ha'of ha'tahor, and offered olot on the mizbeach. And Hashem smelled a reach ha'nichoach. And Hashem said in his lev, I will not again curse the Adama anymore. Bavur ha'adam. For the yetzer of the lev ha'adam is ra from his neurim. Neither will I again strike any more every living thing as I have done. While Haaretz remaineth, Zerah and Katzir, and Kor and Chom, and Kaitz and Horef, and Yom and Lila shall not cease.